Barry, Jed, Sue Ellen. Thank all of you for being here tonight. Pleasure to see all of you. Wish you a Merry Christmas. Our second Christmas Eve service of the evening. As you can probably tell, this is the more subdued of the two. But it's wonderful to see all of you here and have us gather, share some readings, music, and some thoughts before we go to our homes to celebrate with our families or those closest to us. So it is very good to bid you a very good welcome on this evening. As has been the case from the earliest times in this hemisphere, this time of year, people gathered around flames and around evergreens at what was the darkest and the coldest time of the year as a way of reassuring themselves that at some point the light would come back to the earth, that the dead earth would once again come to life. With the coming of the Christian era, the celebration of the birth of Jesus, whom the Christians call the light of the world, has kind of folded into the many celebrations of this season, and so we touch many faces on a night like this. So I'm going to ask you to join and sing together. It came upon the midnight clear. Now, like I said at the earlier service, we had a choir to help us along, but we've got a choir of a whole here. So I'm going to ask you to sing number 244. Let's stand and sing that together.